Here we are again. It's been a millennia since someone summoned me. How can I be of your assistance? There are no catches, my love. Only an immense amount. You humans always assume there's something sinister behind the hands of a monster. Well, no matter. Anything you get from me or do with me will be completely enjoyable. I promise. I can do anything you ask for. In fact, I'm stronger when I have a summoner. So, when you ask me exactly what I can do, the answer is anything. There's this glimmer in your eye. You see, most people ask for immortality. They ask for money. They ask for women and jewelry and fame. Most of those are trivial things. Immortality begs a large commitment, and not just the price of it, but the effects. I'm an honest genie. I'd like to tell you that with things like immortality, it comes with seeing the people you love die. And you can only truly love so many people in one lifetime before you start to stop feeling it all. Most people, when they hear that, they turn away and leave me be. So, what is it that you want? Immortality as well. Still, you are curious creature. But then again, all humans are. Ah, you seek. I'm sorry. You think that this is something you can bargain for. This isn't a movie. I don't get to get freed with a big wish. We are bound to our lamps in the same way humans are bound to death. It's inescapable. Even those who wish to be immortal someday choose to wish to die. Now back to what I was saying. You wish for immortality for yourself and your lover. My sweet child, you have no idea what that would do to you, to her. So I'm not the first genie you've come into contact with. You were just hoping I'd be the first to say yes. What did they ask of you? Some are a little sadistic. And you wouldn't take that. You wouldn't grant your lover immortality if it meant you had to be away from her forever. Well, now I'm intrigued. I haven't said yes yet. Don't get too excited. I have a proposal. I'm assuming you didn't speak to any genie for long enough to find out that with every wish comes a pleasurable experience for it to work. You see, we collect this thing called mana in order to grant your wishes. The way we get it is by means necessary. Of course, you wish to be told everything. No matter. I choose to be honest with you, as I said earlier. The way in which we acquire mana is by seeping it out from a man. We take his seed, we turn it into power. You see, for spells such as immortality, it's not a one-time go. We require an immeasurable amount of mana. One such amount would need to be acquired for as long as your immortal life. You see that look on your face? That tells me you're not willing to do anything for her. Oh, you are. You don't want to cheat on her. It's noble, but it's the only way I will grant your wish. That anyone will grant your wish. Any true genie. So, I won't ask for you to separate yourself from her for life. I mean it. You have my word. You're free to be with her as long as you want. Do you really not take my word very seriously? Well then, I guess this is all for nothing, isn't it? You're free to leave. I'll wait for the next summoner. They always come. Fine. I'll disclose everything. Again. You will wish for immortality. In return, I will ask that you spill your seed inside of me for as long as you choose to be immortal. It doesn't mean that you need to leave her. If you want to be with her, you're free to be with her. I mean it. But just know that if you stop giving me your seed, you'll age, and you will die alongside her. That's all there is to it. It's not a large price to pay. You get two things: the love of your life, and everlasting life. The only price is that you sleep with me. Every single day, for as long as your immortality lasts. Still stuck on the cheating. If it's easy for you, why don't you ask her? Then why is that? Why can't you ask her? She doesn't know you're wishing for immortality. I find that to be quite cruel to submit somebody to a life that never ends without their permission. But maybe that's why you've turned to genies. You're desperate. Is this woman actually someone that loves you back, or is she just the love of your life? Sure, I'll believe you. All the more reason for you to accept my proposal. In the case that she doesn't love you, well, you could always make her. You've already wished for immortality, well, why don't you also wish for her to love you? Forever. Granted, that would require sex twice a day. Okay, I'll believe that she loves you. That doesn't mean that love will last for as long as your life does, though. Keep that in mind. Now, what do you choose? Again, you have my word. I will not force you to leave her. You can be with her for as long as you want. There are no other prices to pay. Just do it. You want her, correct? Is it really so bad to be pleased by two women for the rest of your immortal life? Come on. You'd love it. Burying yourself between my legs. Giving me the power of your seed. And spending your long, long immortal life doing anything. The woman you love, or otherwise. You could become a king. You could acquire riches over millennia. And you could rule the world. And you wouldn't even have to wish it. Living that long almost guarantees that you end up on top. So why are you hesitating? A virgin. You're serious. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Why would you ask for immortality when you haven't even experienced the best part of your natural life? Huh. You plan to marry her, don't you? Waiting till marriage is still a thing, I see. I've always been one to disregard that, but then again, I'm no human. I understand that you want your first time to be with the woman you love. And I know that not everybody takes lying so simply, but you could always lie to her. Well, it'll still be a first, technically. She's human. I'm not. You could experience us both differently. Or rather, maybe, I offer you a different proposal. Let's say you ask for your immortality. We can bind our contract before having sex. Instead, I'll acquire your mana in another way. I could extract it with my mouth, and then you can go home to her, marry her, and then come back to me after you've copulated to seal the deal. That way, I'd be the second woman you've slept with, and you still get what you want. Does that idea settle with you? Why is it so hard to believe that I actually want to give you what you want? You must be damaged to think that everyone is going to do you wrong. And I know that we genies don't have the best reputation, it's always been that way, but not all of us have to suffer for the things that the bad apples have done. Isn't that right? I figured you would accept that one. Very well. Let's seal the deal with a kiss, shall we? Not bad. Last thing to do. Are you ready? Of course not. I promise to go easy on you. And I know you want it. You've already stiffened, and I haven't touched it. Here's the thing. Virgins are the best. So eager. So hungry. You can't help but be aroused at the touch of another woman. The thought of another woman. At the end of the day, you're a man and you want what you want. I don't blame you, but that eagerness makes me sobbing wet. I'm only caressing you over your jeans and you're already bucking your hips, trying to fuck my hand. No matter, you'll be in my mouth very soon. I just want to get you ready. Pre-come. Very well. I suppose you're ready enough. Stand back. And there they are. Oh, I'm talking about your balls, of course, love. I need to know just how much mana is stored inside them, and they hang very low. They must be heavy. The better for me. You're trembling, and all I did was lick down the base and kiss your tip. How naughty of you. I suppose I should start now, huh? Prepare yourself, little one. I promise to be gentle. A hand in my hair. The way your eyes went wide were like you were asking for permission. Feel free to, my love. I won't stop you, and she'll never know. You really are a virgin. And you're still hot. You want more, don't you? You don't want to stop. Go on, say it. Say it. Say it. Don't shake your head. Tell me what it is you want. I won't take it from you unless you ask. Say, Jeannie, I want you to envelop me in that sweet, dripping wet cunt. And I want to release my seed so deep inside of you that you see it pour out your nose. Say those words. Good, obedient boy. Very well. Lay back. And just enjoy. Oh, already inside. Are you shocked that I would use my power to surprise you like no matter, we've now got forever to experience what I can do for you. Now just relax. I promise, I'll go easy. How does it feel, love? How does finally tasting a pussy feel? It feels so good for me too. It's been too long. And you're gigantic, aren't you? I can feel you in my stomach. I can show you. Oh, that eager look on your face. Very well, I'll show you how you look inside of me. Oh, you see how with every rock of my hips, you curve up. Only a man of your caliber could do that. Yes. You see how the tip of your cock swells. Repeatedly, every time you feel you're gonna lose it. You're gonna lose that cum inside of me. Aren't you? Go faster. I can go as fast as you want. Oh, you like me to keep slow. Oh, very well. I can even be tighter. Right now I've got the power to make myself the perfect fit for you. So let me do it. Look at the way I cling to you. Oh, is this something you really wanted to avoid? Of course not. You're bucking your hips up into me as we speak. You this time for not lasting as long as I'd like, but we have a lifetime, and that lifetime is never ending now. So go ahead, spill your seed in me. Spill it, spill it, spill it, spill it. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. What's that? You want more? Well, what happened to that pretty little girl you did this for?